Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the first book of Kings. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. I just ask that you reveal your words to us. Speak to our hearts. Enlighten our minds and help us to follow you. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel, and stretching forth his hand toward heaven, he said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants who are faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer and petition of your servant, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed you shall be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon. I think that it's just so, to hear this prayer that Solomon prays, it's just so inspiring, just because of the many things. I mean, the first thing we look at when he prays a prayer, it's in the presence of the whole community of Israel. Like how much trust Solomon has in the Lord, that he is in front of everyone proclaiming who God is. Like we must not be afraid of who our Heavenly Father is and who we are actually asking for. Like we want to strive to keep things secret and to pray by ourselves, but we cannot be afraid to let other people know that we trust in him. And just the way that Solomon prays is just so, so powerful. He just recalls that God cannot even be contained in the heavens, let alone the temple, let alone the churches that we pray in. We must remember that God created us, and we simply ask him for these intentions that we have. We ask him for the gifts that we have. And I just want to take a few moments to just think of the prayers that you've been praying. Think of the prayers that you have asked God to answer. And I want you to think of how fervent you have been praying. And this is not me saying you haven't been, but simply that God wants to answer our prayers. He wants to shower his love upon us. And that we just must consistently continue to come. It says, may your eyes watch day and night over this temple. And the place that you have decreed shall be honored day and night. During the night, it is dark, and there will be times in our life when it is dark, but God is still meant to be honored in our lives. No matter if the prayer we are praying is answered the day of or 5 years from now, the prayers that we offer are not forgotten. And if we read down, which we're not going to read down, but if you read down in the end when the prayer is answered, before then, Solomon makes a huge sacrifice. I mean, I don't have 120,000 sheep, but he did, and he sacrificed 120,000 sheep just to show his allegiance and to show where his heart lied. His heart did not lie in earthly things, but it lied in heavenly things. And that is with our time, with our money, with everything that we do. It is meant to be given to the Lord because he is ultimately the one who gave it to us. So I just ask, Lord, that you continue to convict our hearts, continue to show us the places that we need you, which is everywhere, but specifically the places that we may be thinking in our own hearts that we can take care of. And I ask, Lord, that you grant us the strength to continue to come to you, because part of praying is us coming into agreement with the things that we are asking for. And Blessed Mary, we just give this to you as you pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the first book of Kings, chapter 8. My name is Roger Dickerson. You guys are amazing. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. All right, bye.